Please welcome him now, Joe Hernandez-Bolton. Okay, unbeknownst to Mr. Tom Chalmers, I now have three stories for you, two quick ones and then the actual real story. I know, to be cruel to Mr. Chalmers. Okay, so I'm painting the mural today with my kids. I got little Jonathan Luna, little Brian Menjivar, little Mari Cris, little Sherry, and little Steven, right? And we're pulling up, and Beastie Boys are on K-Rock. And then he goes, and Brian goes, "Yo, Joe, have you heard that song Brass Monkey by Beastie Boys?" I'm like, "Yeah, actually that song is, you know, it's one of their oldest songs." Really? I'm like, "Yeah, it came out like in 1987, you know, God, you know," and I'm going, thinking, very funny, you know, back when I was your age. Jonathan goes, "I was born in 1989. Which put it all into perspective. And then another one, so me and my kids, I take them to Capitol Records for this big Christmas thing, and they have these big, you know, gold albums on the wall. And one of the kids goes up and goes, "My mom has some of those big CDs." Welcome to cruelty, ladies and gentlemen. So, let me tell you about my family and April Fools. I love my family dearly, and my parents love me, and we have a very, very close and open relationship. Except when it comes to April Fools. So, for the past, God, since I was a little kid, we have a tradition of going back and forth. And when I was a little kid, my cousin's over, and I'm like, "It's April Fools." So when we're up in my attic room, and I have this little mini heater because it's the only way you can get heat in Chicago in the attic. And so I go, "Fire! Fire, Daddy! Fire! Fire, Mommy!" My dad comes running up butt naked up the stairs. I realize, is he even naked? April Fools! Sees my cousin, grabs a pillow, walks back downstairs. And so, and then they got me back. We were at a friend's big cottage in Michigan City, Indiana for a weekend. And I'm a little kid, and I want to make the most out of my days. I want to be up right first thing in the morning, and I tell them this the night before, which is the stupidest thing to do the night before April Fool's. So I'm sitting in bed, and I swear to God, I remember hearing something going off. I wake up, and it's 1 p.m., and we have to leave like at 2 or something. And they're like, "Nope, too late, you missed it." And I'm all pissed and everything, and then they tell me that they had set the clocks up 4 hours. So it was actually really bad. So we've had that going back for years, going back and forth, and until 1 year. And I thought I learned my lesson, but then I pulled another trick on my mom yesterday, and I got her. But that's a whole other story. It is the spring of 93. I am a sophomore at Princeton University. My parents are very proud of me, and I'm very excited to be there. And it is 2 a.m. on April 1st, and I'm sitting there with my roommate, and I go, "It's April Fool's." Dude, pick up the phone. I call my mom. "Hello? Honey, what's wrong?" "Joey, what's wrong? Joey, talk to me." "Honey, what's wrong?"
"I fucked up."
"What are you talking about?" "Joey, what's wrong?" "I took an exam, Mom, and I got caught cheating."
"What?"
"Yeah, my buddy. Did you do it?" "I didn't know what to do." "And he's going to turn me in tomorrow morning, and it's going to be okay." "No, it's not going to be okay. They take this seriously here, Mom." And she's freaking out. She's going, I mean, she's trying to hold it in. She's really saying, "No, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right." "No, it's not." And I'm going on. I am just pulling it out of her. And I have her going for at least 10 minutes. And really just twirling it around. And finally, she goes, "Wait a second." Because see, I cracked. I cracked a little bit. You could tell in my voice. And she goes, "What's today's date?" And I go, "Yes!" She throws the phone down. "Mom?" I hear my father go to come on and goes, "Hello? What did you do?" And I'm like, "I got her April Fool's." He goes, "Oh, she's pissed." So I'm reveling in it. I'm loving it. And the next day, she actually goes and calls my godfather and our uncle, and like, because she can't be happy with being God. She's got to get somebody else. So this goes away, right? So I think it is that fall, and I come back from my junior year, and my father takes me. He drives me there from Chicago to Princeton, and says, "I've got to go to your financial aid office. So meet me there. I've got to just handle some little things." So I get there, and I walk up. I'm like, "What's up?" My dad goes, "She needs to see you." So I walk into the office. "Joe, I need to talk to you." And she starts saying things, and none of it's computing, because I'm just freaking out here. I have no idea what's going on, but there's definitely a tone going on. Then all of a sudden I hear her go, "We can't offer you financial aid this year." Oh. Wait, I'm sorry, back up. "What do you mean you can't offer me financial aid this year? We don't have it. It's not available." "Well, so what are my options?" "Well, there are good community colleges." I'm sorry, what? And so this goes on, and my brain is going crazy, and I'm not hearing a damn thing at this point. And then she goes, "And your mother wanted me to tell you something." "What?" "Gotcha." I open the door, and the entire Princeton financial aid office is standing there laughing at me. So I learned my lesson. So I thought, or that was, what, 93? So it took me, what, 8 years to finally get the nerve up to get her again. And so yesterday I called her. My mom has this way, and I don't know if your parents are the same way. They're probably the same way. "Joey, I met this man. His cousin is a producer out there, and I wanted to give you his number." So she gives me... I met this woman. We hit it off. Her daughter just moved out there. She's a singer. You should call her. So I call this girl up, right? And she's cool, you know, and we go out once. And I really like her energy. She's really cool. And I tell my mom, this is a couple months ago. So then yesterday, I swear to God, I call my mom up on April Fool's Day. And it's way in the early in the morning. And she goes, "Joey, I was just talking, this man here, I'm talking to him right now." And I'm like, "No, no, Mom, that's what I'm calling about." She's like, "What?" I'm like, "That woman you told me to call freaked out last night. Shows up at my door at 2:30 in the morning, banging on the door, saying how she's going to commit suicide and can't stand her boyfriend and her parents and all." Totally got my mom. And she's like, I'm sorry. And I go, "Mom, check your calendar and call me back." She doesn't pay any attention to anything. I have to call her back and say, "Mom, check your calendar." And you hear her go, "Oh my God, you did it to me again." And so that's April Fool's in the Hernandez-Kolsky household. Thank you.